Well, I'm thirsty, Lord.
It's Sunday morning at Holy Cross Metropolitan Community Church in Pensacola. On its website, MCC is described as a Christ-centered church of inclusion, community, transformation, and justice, where all are loved, all are worthy, and all are welcome. That runs contrary to the message on homosexuality from some, including televangelist Pat Robertson on his program, The 700 Club.
The attitude is that this is sin. It's wrong. I would think it is somehow related to demonic possession.
When we grow up in churches like I did that tell us that we're not good enough, that we're evil, that we're bound for hell, that does serious psychological and internal damage.
Reverend Jim Merritt is senior pastor at Holy Cross Metropolitan. A native of Dothan, Alabama, he was raised in Auburndale, Florida as a Southern Baptist and was ordained at the age of 18. He attended New Orleans Baptist Theological Seminary until he was asked to leave.
I preached a sermon in the preaching class on the church's failure to respond to the HIV/AIDS crisis, which was relatively new in the 1980s, and they used that as a reason to determine that I was gay and asked me to leave the seminary.
Not only did he leave the seminary and give up on the ministry, Merritt also gave up on religion and God. But he says the Almighty had other plans.
And so when I met the founder of Metropolitan Community Churches, Reverend Troy Perry, he kept telling me that, quote, God has a place for you in our church, and one day I decided to listen.
Merritt, who holds music and advanced divinity degrees, took over the reins at Holy Cross MCC in 2014. He says the level of welcome at so-called mainstream churches in Pensacola has improved, but it remains a mixed bag.
The unfortunate part, especially in our part of the country, is that even in the major denominations, the welcome is regional. So if I'm in Boston and I want to go to a Baptist church, I'm probably pretty safe there. But if I come to Pensacola, I would question the level of welcome I would receive there.
Relationships between religion and the LGBT community can vary greatly across time and geography, as well as among religions and sects, and even inside families.
I've heard some really sorrowful things that happen to families because they're torn apart over a child coming out as LGBT, or sometimes a parent coming out as LGBT.
Lewis Cooper is president of Gay Grass Roots of Northwest Florida.
I certainly would never question anyone's religious convictions, but if your religious conviction impedes you from fully loving and embracing a member of your own family, maybe it's time for you to reconsider that.
Cooper says despite the progress made in changing attitudes over the past couple of decades, Northwest Florida can still be a difficult place to be LGBT.
There are several religious institutions that welcome LGBTs with open arms, but many LGBTs grow up in religious traditions that still look at homosexuality as a sin, that do not recognize same-sex relationships, and will still try to pray the gay away.
We have about 2,000 to 3,000 internet viewers of our services every week, and we get comments almost every week about me being a false prophet or me perverting the gospel.
Reverend Jim Merritt at Holy Cross MCC adds that it remains a very common experience for some people to misinterpret the Bible to condemn others. If he could meet with someone of that opinion, he would direct them to the Old Testament.
Look at the holiness codes in Leviticus. It seems logical to me that we would live by the whole code and not just pull out one or two verses. To me, that's not a faithful interpretation of law. It's not faithful to what God has in store for God's people.
Moving forward, Merritt says the biggest challenge for him and other pastors is to help LGBTs heal from what he calls acts of spiritual violence.
We are working very hard to be a safe place, not just for LGBT folks. And we don't even advertise ourselves as a, quote, gay church anymore. We just say we're the church where everybody is welcome. And we'll stand with people for their civil rights, whatever that involves.
To everyone who's lost someone you loved long before it was their time,
While the debate continues over the spiritual places occupied by the LGBT community, it appears their numbers in Christianity are growing. In a Pew Research poll conducted in 2015, 48% of lesbian, gay, and bisexual Americans identify themselves as Christians, up from 42% in 2013. In contrast, the survey showed Christianity overall losing ground in 2015, going from 78% of Americans to 71%.
But there's hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, love for the poor.
In our final installment of Beyond Park East, it's dollars and cents and the bottom line, the business of LGBT. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.